The future is electric. That means it will need a lot of batteries, motors, and wires. That in turn means a lot of cobalt, copper, lithium, and nickel with which to build them. Great times then for prospectors, and particularly for any who think they can increase the efficiency of their profession. Several firms are applying artificial intelligence, or AI, to the process, both to improve the odds of surface strikes and to detect underground ore bodies that are invisible to current techniques. Cobold Metals in Berkeley, California, Earth AI in San Francisco, and Veyr AI in Boston are tiddlers at the moment, as are Sensor in Melbourne and Orefox in Brisbane. But at least one bigger fish, Rio Tinto, an Australian-British firm, is also keen. They are garnering reams of geological, geochemical, and geophysical data to feed to software models. These, they hope, will spot patterns and draw inferences about where to sink new mines. Some of the data are new, but a lot, once moulded in the archives of national geological surveys, journals of geology, and other historical repositories, or, in the case of Rio Tinto, which has been operating for 150 years, sat in the form of rock cores in various sheds around the world. Kobolds were mythical underground sprites that bedeviled miners in medieval Germany. They also gave their name to cobalt. Kurt Haus, Kobold's boss, hopes some of their magic will rub off. His firm has reformatted archive data from around the world, many of which are on paper and some of which go back to the 19th century, into machine-usable form. That has permitted it to build maps of areas of interest all over the Earth's surface. Some of those maps are used to train the company's AI models. Others are used to test that software's effectiveness by checking how good it is at predicting known ore deposits on maps it has not previously seen. If it passes, it can be let loose on underexplored places of interest, generating leads for Kobold's geologists.